Well, the route towards victory today has got to be certainly to stop Kevin Brown from playing. If they can do that, very, very influential player for the Vikings. And here he is now coming into the line and gives the ball, short ball to Danny Gallier on his left shoulder.
I'll tell you what, Deutsch, if we don't stop Kevin Brown, Castleford won't win. It's as simple as that.
And here he is again, Kevin Brown, short ball this time to Hanbury, outside to Patrick Arvan. And Patrick Arvan comes up with the first try of the afternoon. And, well, he's on 48 now in his career for the Widnes Vikings, and he won't get many more simple ones than that.
He won't get any more simple ones, that's for sure. And as I've just mentioned, if they don't stop Kevin Brown, Castleford, they will not win this game. Everywhere where Kevin Brown goes, that's where the attack's going to go. Simple blindside move, work the numbers out there. Excellent hands from the Widnes players. And Arvan, as you just mentioned, Deutsch, he will not score an easier try. 48 for Widnes, that'll be the easiest one he's scored. So simple, wasn't it?
Lynch to Roberts, and Ben Roberts steps his way through off the left foot, and Castleford have hit back. We're just 11 minutes in here. Short ball from Lynch, Roberts in support. Castleford have their first try. It's Widnes 6 and the Tigers 4.
Yeah, the first time the Cast Tigers have got in good field position, good attacking position, and asking some questions of this Widnes defence by moving the ball away from that ruck area. And I say, Andy Lynch, what a season he's having so far this season. And a nice offload there. Ben Roberts took the pass 5 yards away, nice step off the left peg just at the side of the post, just to respond to what Darrell Parr, the coach, would have wanted from his Cast players.
And Widnes are closing in fact they're on the Cast line at the moment. The Tigers defending, it was Chris Dean who made the run. Here's Brown again bringing on the runners. Hanbury is one of them, and Reece Hanbury got through some pretty flimsy Castleford defence. 23 minutes into the game here, and Widnes have struck for a second time and now lead by 10 points to 6.
It is, they've just gone down the blind end side again, and Kevin Brown, but as you just mentioned there, Deutsche, flimsy defence, I would say. It's very, very soft defence from the Castleford Tigers on their left-hand side. You'd expect a lot better from the quality of what they've got on that left-hand flank, certainly from Michael Shanton. Taking nothing away from the creativity again from Kevin Brown. And Reece Hanbury, he will be backing up all day. Excellent try, but you've got to say, very, very soft defence from the Castleford Tigers on the left-hand side.
In at dummy half goes Lloyd White, finds Brown once again. Brown's got support there out on the far side, and it's a try in the right-hand corner, and it's going to be Jack Owens who this time gets in. Tom Gilmore involved in the move, it was out there on the right-hand side to supply the ball. Once again, Castleford their own worst enemies here, and Widnes have increased their lead to 16 points to 6.
It is, that's what Widnes are all about. Great ball movement, great creativity, and the halfbacks of Reece Hanbury flying in there, and they say, well, it was just a run in there for the winger in Jack Owens. Excellent ball movement, looking at such a play on the Castleford left-hand flank. Great try from Widnes, great team try, excellent creativity.
Kevin Brown as well adds to his threat by running towards the line. He doesn't just run across the line and do his stuff with a bit of daylight between himself and the Tigers' defence.
Tell you what, they come back on the left-hand side here, the score.
Well, they've gone right, and the ball is out the far side then to Stephen Marsh, and Marsh trying to get his way in the corner.
Oh, no!
And Stephen Marsh, dearie me, the Cast defence has melted away again in that left-hand corner. They're looking at each other, but they need to look at themselves here. They're not defending well down that left-hand side, and we're just short of 10 minutes to go before the break. Cast have conceded a fourth try, and it's now Widnes 22, Castleford Tigers 6.
Well, that was absolute shocking defence. You can use whatever terminology you want, but that's quite simply not good enough for professional players. And I tell you what, Deutsche, Darrell Powell, as a professional rugby league player, as a back, he prided himself on defence. Good, solid, hard defence. And I'll tell you what, them guys on that left-hand side, they will be in for it at half-time. Just quite simply not good enough at this level. What a soft try. Stephen Marsh will be able to believe his luck.
You wouldn't look at the game and think it's been a massively dominant performance by their pack, but I think just collectively as a team, it's the way they've moved this ball around.
Moved the ball around and asking the question and the variation of the player. Here we are again.
Yeah, super quick hands down this left-hand side from the Vikings. Here's Arvan.
Oh,
Patrick Arvan stepped inside Ashley Gibson so easily. And that could be it for the Tigers before half-time. Who knows? They trail now by 26 points to 6, just 30 seconds before the break.
Again, excellent ball movement from Widnes, but we've got to say, Deutsche, how soft is this defence on the flanks for the Castleford Tigers? Non-existent whatsoever. And as I say, Darryl Powell will be fuming at half-time when he gets them in there. He'll be asking them regarding the commitment and the purpose of what sort of defensive technique they're putting on, because quite simply, it's not good enough. Take nothing away from Widnes. Great attacking players, great variation. But boy, oh boy, Castleford Tigers, have a look at yourself defensively, boys.
Oh. Hedemeyer to Brown, and Kevin Brown's going to step off the left foot. And Ben Roberts and Liam Finn look at each other and ask what the heck was going on there. It's Michael Channing it was, and Liam Finn. Nobody's got the answers, apart from Kevin Brown, who scores Widnes's sixth try. We're just 4.5 minutes into the second half, and it's terrible news for Cass because they now trail 32 points to 6.
Well, Cass Tigers, in the first 2 minutes of this second half, the first 5 minutes of this second half, two penalties, give themselves good field position. And you just mentioned there, Deutsche, Ben Roberts and Liam Finn, what the hell was they doing? And Kevin Brown saying, if you don't want to tackle me, I'll just stroll over beside the points, give ourselves a number 4-pointer, and Rhys Hanbury, or Jack Owen, sorry, will not miss his goal kick and put Widnes well and truly take this game away from the Castleford Tigers. But again, the communication and the defence for the Castleford Tigers on their own try line, very, very soft.
The Tigers going for it here through Adam Milner. Good run from Milner as well. Got support from Ben Roberts, and Roberts tackled eventually by some good scrambling Vikings defence, 15 from his own line. Can that shake the Tigers up? Here's Massey trying to find a way through just outside the Widnes tent. You feel the only possible way back for Cass now is to get a couple of quick tries on the board and just put the frighteners on Widnes. And here's Oliver Holmes trying to do just that for the Tigers. He's turning and twisting and trying to get the ball down. Three Widnes defenders around him, and Oliver Holmes has got one back for the Tigers. 9 minutes into the second half, maybe, just maybe, a little bit of a lifeline. It's Widnes 34, Castleford 10.
Well, it's a great break from Adam Milner. If there has been one bright light from this Castleford performance so far this afternoon, it's been the introduction of Adam Milner from the bench. A great 40-metre run, pretty poor support player, but Castleford with Oliver Holmes, 3 metres out. You'd say a little bit soft defence again from Widnes, but Oliver Holmes showing the determination to get over that try line. Is this maybe, just maybe, as you mentioned, Deutsche, the comeback for the Castleford Tigers? But there's plenty of way to go yet.
Ben Roberts it was with the ball in field. Liam Finn puts in a kick for Castleford, taken by Hanbury, facing his own posts.
By the way, you wasn't one of those speckies, were you, saying I should have been doing more tackling?
Of course not. Here's Hanbury, beats one man, he's still going away down the Castleford left-hand side, he's shaking off the attention to Tansey, beats another man. What a run this is by Rhys Hanbury. Kick in field, he's intended for Phelps, and Cameron Phelps gets on the end of it. Now that was an absolutely breathtaking rugby league try. That's 20 minutes into the second half here, and you're not going to see better than that if you watch the game and live to be 100. Fantastic run from Hanbury, great kick inside, brilliant try Phelps.
That will be one of the best tries that you will ever see, certainly from the Super League era. There's no two ways about that. I tell you what, Deutsche, we were talking about purpose earlier, about Jordan Tansey with any purpose. He hasn't got any. Rhys Hanbury, with that purpose, not just in the run, his enthusiasm. He wanted to score that try, he wanted to create that try. And I tell you what, at times, it reminded me, can you remember the Pearl at Edinburgh going down the sideline there for Bradford Northern in the semi-final? Just a little bit of reminiscent of that. Great play from Rhys Hanbury, great kick. Michael Phelps read it brilliantly, and I say, what a great try. You won't see too many tries better than what we have just witnessed this afternoon.
And here is Ben Roberts. Oh, lovely ball from Ben Roberts, and a great angled run from Mickey Shenton. He's going to score a third Castleford try. That was sweet, beautifully timed, very, very crisp, and belies everything we've been just saying about Castleford not knowing who each other are. Not enough time for him to win this game, 17 minutes to go, but that was good stuff.
Excellent play. And say, why haven't they been doing this most of the game? Getting the ball away from the ruck area, asking questions, one out, two out from that ruck, and then I say playing at Widnes on the fringes. Anyway, as you just mentioned, Deutsche, far too late because they ain't coming back into this game. Successful. But at times, you can see how good a Castleford Tigers team are.
It's Widnes who have it with Lloyd White. Lloyd White makes a break in midfield and quickly makes 30 metres before eventually handing on to Willie Isa. Still Tigers on the attack with Brown. Long ball from Brown out to Owens down this near side. Owens tackled by Shenton. Now it's with Willie Issa, McGrath Luluai. 15 metres from the Tigers line then. Held up by Scott Moore. Last tackle of this set for Widnes. Here's Gilmore out to Brown once again. And lovely short ball from Kevin Brown to Rhys Hanbury. Now if Mickey Shenton's try at this end of the field was a cracker, that was every bit as good. Superb run. We talk about conviction from fullback Scoey. That had everything there from Rhys Hanbury. And after his brilliant run earlier on in the game, well, what a fantastic fullback performance. 6 minutes to go before the final hooter, and Widnes lead 44-16.
Sheer quality, absolute sheer quality. The reading and the combination what Kevin Brown and Rhys Hanbury have. Peaked of a pass from Kevin Brown, and Rhys Hanbury read it very, very well. He loves scoring tries, not just creating them, he loves to score them too. But yeah, great combination between Kevin Brown and Rhys Hanbury. And I say, yeah, quality performance on Widnes this afternoon. And certainly from individuals as well, not just Kevin Brown, Rhys Hanbury as well, but also to have in the whole pack of forwards have laid the foundation for this great win this afternoon.